Okay. Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks for this week, for the good that we were permitted to give and that which we received. Now, as we finish the work of this day and head home to those who have given us to love, let your blessings be on us and sustain us in all things. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Butler. Senator from Andrew. A quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 20.
Senator from Cull.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You have heard the motion. Those in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, reporters from KRCG, Garrett Burquist, have been granted permission to take video in the Senate chambers today.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests. The chair has a special introduction that I make on behalf, jointly, I should say, with the senator from Cape Girardeau and the senator from the 25th, Butler. And that is parents of my valued staff member, Matt Bain from Sykeston. His father, James, and mother, Karen, are seated on my right and your left. If you'd please stand. James has, for the last 40 years, farmed cotton, corn, rice, and soybeans and wheat in Scott, New Madrid, and Stoddard counties. And Karen recently retired from Sykeston Public Schools after 29 years of teaching kindergarten, where she still substitutes and volunteers regularly. Let's welcome these folks to the Missouri Senate. Here you go. Introductions. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent, Senator from Ninth.
Uh-oh. I hope I'm within order, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
You have a resolution?
Yes.
Resolutions. Send your resolution forward, Senator.
Thank you.
Care to explain what you're doing?
No explanation necessary.
Thank you. We'll be printed in the journal. You read it. What? Senator, you sent forward a concurrent resolution. We were not yet. We'll hold it at the desk just a minute. Resolutions, Senator from Polk.
Mr. President, are you on concurrent?
We are not.
I have a concurrent.
Resolutions. Okay, now concurrent resolutions, and the Senator from the Ninth sent forward a SCR. It shall be printed in the journal. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution, and I ask to be printed in the journal.
So ordered, Senator. Thank you. Send it forward. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the Second. Send it forward, sir.
Mr. President, this bill is a bipartisan bill pertaining to transportation network companies. It's a pro-job, pro-consumer bill that seeks to bring our transportation industry into the 21st.
Thank you, Senator. Read the bill. The senator from the second.
Senate Bill number 991, introduced by Senator Onder et al., an act relating to transportation network companies.
Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, I have a bill and no explanation at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Send it forward. Read the bill of the senator from the fourth.
Senate Bill number 992, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to the Uniform Interstate Family Support Act.
Senator from the ninth.
Bill, Mr. President. No explanation necessary.
Send your bill forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Read the bill of the senator from the ninth.
Senate Bill number 993, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to a fee on instruments recorded with the Recorder of Deeds.
Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Read the bill. The senator from Lewis.
Senate Bill number 994, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to the goals of the Missouri Wine and Grape Board.
Introduction of bills. Further introductions. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees. I ask you to recognize me for an report.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Call.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your report on rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics has a report.
Send it forward, sir. Read the committee report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred, Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 765, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
President, without objection, I have a committee report for your committee on gubernatorial appointments. A list of appointments have been distributed, and I ask to waive the reading.
Thank you, Senator. The reading is waived. Move the adoption.
Consent to vote on the reports in one motion.
Does any senator object? Hearing no objection, we shall proceed in that fashion.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports be adopted. The Senate do give its advised consent to the appointments.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I renew my motion.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the committee report. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The committee report is adopted. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills.
Third reading of Senate bills. Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 572, the Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 572 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that the bill be read a third time and placed upon its final passage for the benefit of the body. This is the bill we discussed earlier this week that would simply bring in the non-moving violations into Senate Bill 5 last year and be willing to answer any questions.
Does any senator wish to be heard on the motion? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion. Read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 572, an act relating to municipal courts. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Callaway. You're recorded as an aye. Senator, as an aye. You can change it to no. Thank you. Senator from the fifth. You're not recorded, Senator. By your vote of 25 aye, 6 no, the bill having won a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions, and I'd ask you recognize the Senator from Polk County on House Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution number 58.
Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that
House Resolutions, I'm sorry. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Committee Substitute for House Committee Resolution 58 be taken up for third reading and final.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. This resolution, this concurrent resolution from the House is the tax exemption for farmers that we heard earlier this week from the senator from the 8th. I also want to just say a couple of things about that. One, the senator from the 24th, when she was inquiring, had some very good questions about agriculture land and how it's developed in this state and what it means. A couple of things I just want to point out because we talked about the other day in length. But I want the body to know one thing about agriculture. Whether it's row crop land, the land we're talking about in this resolution, or whether it's cattle land, which I have, farmers are farmers in this state. And when you start dividing it up and trying to charge one group of farmers more than other group of farmers on taxes is not the right way to do. The way we did it 2 years ago, when there was a tax increase, it was for all farmers, not one exemption, one from the other. And I think just a couple of quick things I want to point out for the body's sake. If you read any kind of statistical information, what we have to produce in agriculture in the next 50 years, you have to double what you've done to this day. The next 50 years, we got to double it to meet the demands of the food in this country, in this world. As small as this might sound to some, still has an effect on agriculture's bottom line. The average age of a farmer in the state of Missouri is 58 years old, which means it's very difficult if you're a young man or a young woman and you want to get in the business of agriculture. It's very difficult to do that, the investments you have to make. The average farm acreage in the size of Missouri is 290 acres, and that keeps going down. And let me tell you why it keeps going down when we worry about the tax structure. Most of those farms anymore in my area of the state get divided. They get subdivided up, and they turn into what? Housing areas, commercial property. And when that occurs, the taxes raise actually tenfold from what they are now. So just by the nature of it, those things are going to happen in time. But the one thing I want to say, it is not a good timing. We just did it 2 years ago, and you're talking about doing a tax increase for 35% of the state of Missouri. 35% of it's what you're doing. So I would only say this, if we are going to do it down the road, which I think there will be a time when we will do it again, then it should be on all farmers and just not a selected few. So with that, Mr. President, I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Does any senator wish to be heard on House Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 58? Further discussion? Senator from Polk, you're recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
You have heard the motion made by the senator from Polk. Those of the opinion that that motion, I'm sorry. Madam, you have heard the motion from the senator from Polk. Madam Secretary, read the title and call the roll.
House Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 58. An act relating to the disapproval of the Missouri State Tax Commission's recommendations regarding the value for each grade of agricultural and horticultural land based on productive capability. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kebney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schoff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the Fifth. Senator from the Fifth votes aye. By a vote of 29 ayes and 2 noes, the resolution, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions have been made and carried. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Staying on that same order of business, I move that Senate Resolution 1316 be brought before the body.
The senator from Cole has moved that Senate Resolution 1316 be brought before the body. Senator from Cole.
You want to voice vote that motion, Mr. President?
Yes. Madam Secretary, please read that. Okay. All in favor of bringing that motion before the body shall vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed shall vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. You're doing a great job. I know those ladies in front of you are confusing you, so we'll have a conversation with them later. Mr. President, Senate Resolution 1316, we had it printed in the journal a couple of days ago. It is the annual employee resolution that we pass out of this body every year that sets employee pay ranges, authorizes Senate staff to continue employment during the interim, and sets forth responsibilities of the Senate Administrator, Administration Committee, and relating to the Joint Committee staff. I'd be happy to answer any questions, Mr. President. I move for its adoption.
The senator from Cole moves for the adoption of Senate Resolution 1316. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Any discussion? Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Cole. All those in favor of the adoption of Senate Resolution 1316 shall signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed shall vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of introduction of bills.
Senator from Callaway.
Bill.
Send it forward. Senator, do you care to explain that bill?
No explanation necessary. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 995, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to alcohol sales through mobile applications at certain venues.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
The order of business is reports of standing committees.
I'll do it, Bob.
Senator from Buchanan.
Yeah, I need to take your report in, Bob.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report.
One moment, Senator from Buchanan. I'll take it. Senator from Cole for Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the Senator from Johnson, your Committee on Education has a report.
Please send the report forward.
I will send the report forward. Thank you, Mr. President.
And Madam Secretary, read the report. I don't really need that.
No.
Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bills 620 and 582, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 711, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Pierce, Chairman.
Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on General Laws and Pensions has a report.
Please send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 816, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 639, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schaaf, Chairman.
Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a report.
Please send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read your report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill 825, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill 664, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill 703, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill 665, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Munslinger, Chairman.
Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Financial, Governmental Organizations, and Elections has a report.
Please send a report forward.
Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 660, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Wasson, Chairman.
Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry has a report.
Please send the report forward, Senator.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 847, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Parson, Chairman.
Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, your Ways and Means Committee has a report.
Please send a report forward, Senator. Senator from the 8th, I think you set up the wrong bill. You want to come up to the up here for one moment? Senator from the 8th, we'll call for your report in due course when you get the numbers straightened out. Senator from Phelps.
Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health has a report.
Please send the report forward, Senator. I'm sorry, Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health, to which was referred Senate Bill 875, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health, to which was referred Senate Bill 887, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also,
Senator from Cole.
Also, Mr.
I'm sorry, excuse me, continue, Madam Secretary.
Yeah. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health, to which was referred Senate Bill 608, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health, to which was referred Senate Bill 621, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health, to which was referred Senate Bill 581, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Brown, Chairman.
Senator from Cole. Senator from Cole, have a report. You have a report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, and Ethics has a report.
Please send the report forward.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred House Bill 1575, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. With Senate Committee Amendment Number 1. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred House Bill 1979, begs leave to report that it has considered same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from Berry.
Your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children has a report.
Please send a report forward.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred Senate Bill 607, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred Senate Bill 619, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred Senate Bill 644, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Sater, Chairman.
Senator from Webster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Bill 682, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Bill 704, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment has a report.
Please send a report forward.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 838, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 783, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Sylvie, Chairman.
Senator from Butler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Transportation and Public Safety has a report.
Please send a report forward, Senator.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 818, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 640, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 656, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 732, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Libela, Chairman.
Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, your Ways and Means Committee has a report.
Please send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Bill 641, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Bill 706, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Bill 794, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Bill 799, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Krause, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, would you ask the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, would you ask that they be read?
Madam Secretary, are there messages from the House? Please, Madam Secretary, please read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1870, entitled An Act Relating to the Big Government Get Off My Back Act, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
The order of business is second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 945.
Senate Bill 945, an act relating to economic subsidies for qualified gaseous biofuel producers.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 946.
Senate Bill 946, an act relating to the authority of municipalities to offer certain services.
Commerce, Consumer, Tech, Energy, Environment, Senate Bill 947.
Senate Bill 947, an act relating to transportation network company insurance.
Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, Senate Bill 948.
Senate Bill 948, an act relating to a tax credit for contributions to organizations meeting hunger, health, and hygiene needs for school children.
Jobs, Economic Development, Local Government, Senate Bill 949.
Senate Bill 949, an act relating to population designations and statutes.
Jobs, Economic Development, Local Government, Senate Bill 950.
Senate Bill 950, an act relating to tax returns of information.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 951.
Senate Bill 951, an act relating to pre-need funeral contracts.
Financial Government Organizations Elections, Senate Bill 952.
Senate Bill 952, an act relating to employment practices relating to gender.
Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, Senate Bill 953.
Senate Bill 953, an act relating to increasing the minimum wage.
Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, Senate Bill 954.
Senate Bill 954, an act relating to school employee retirement.
Education, Senate Bill 955.
Senate Bill 955, an act relating to banning lobbyist gifts.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, Ethics, Senate Bill 956.
Senate Bill 956, an act relating to municipal debt.
Government Accountability, Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 957.
Senate Bill 957, an act relating to the minimum wage.
Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, Senate Bill 958.
Senate Bill 958, an act relating to the farm-to-table program.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 959.
Senate Bill 959, an act relating to vacant nuisance properties in certain cities.
Jobs, Economic Development, Local Government, Senate Bill 960.
Senate Bill 960, an act relating to workers' compensation large deductible policies.
Small Business Insurance Industry, Senate Bill 961.
Senate Bill 961, an act relating to Mo Health Net Services.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 962.
Senate Bill 962, an act relating to video recorders used by law enforcement agencies.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 963.
Senate Bill 963, an act relating to the Children's Division.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 964.
Senate Bill 964, an act relating to child custody orders.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 965.
Senate Bill 965, an act relating to health insurance discrimination.
Senate Bill 966.
Senator from Newton, what committee did you want to refer Senate Bill 965 to?
Oh, Mr. President, I'm sorry, Small Business, Insurance, and Industry.
Thank you.
Senate Bill 966.
Senate Bill 966, an act relating to the Missouri Consolidated Health Care Plan.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 967.
Senate Bill 967, an act relating to the establishment of a specialized Department of Higher Education website.
Education, Senate Bill 968.
Senate Bill 968, an act relating to tuition rates for members of the Missouri National Guard.
Education, Senate Bill 969.
Senate Bill 969, an act relating to tuition assistance for combat veterans.
Education, Senate Bill 970.
Senate Bill 970, an act relating to licensure of boat manufacturers and dealers.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 971.
Senate Bill 971, an act relating to the records of victims of sexual offenses.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 972.
Senate Bill 972, an act relating to Mo Health Net reimbursement for behavior assessment and intervention.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 973.
Senate Bill 973, an act relating to dispensing maintenance medication.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 974.
Senate Bill 974, an act relating to transfer of insurance policies between insurer affiliates.
Small Business Insurance Industry, Senate Bill 975.
Senate Bill 975, an act relating to extended services contracts.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, Environment, Senate Bill 976.
Senate Bill 976, an act relating to racial bias in policing.
Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 977.
Senate Bill 977, an act relating to the use of restraints on certain persons.
Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 978.
Senate Bill 978, an act relating to state debt owed by non-custodial parents.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 979.
Senate Bill 979, an act relating to the Children's Division.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 980.
Senate Bill 980, an act relating to public pension plans.
General Laws and Pensions, Senate Bill 981.
Senate Bill 981, an act relating to tax credits for earnings taxes in certain cities.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 982.
Senate Bill 982, an act relating to administrative leave for public employees.
Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 983.
Senate Bill 983, an act relating to leave from employment.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 984.
Senate Bill 984, an act relating to sales tax for public libraries.
Jobs, Economic Development, Local Government, Senate Bill 985.
Senate Bill 985, an act relating to the Nurse Licensure Compact.
Financial Government Organizations Elections, Senate Bill 986.
Senate Bill 986, an act relating to the authorization of the conveyance of certain state properties.
Government Accountability Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 987.
Senate Bill 987, an act relating to intoxicating liquor.
Jobs, Economic Development, Local Government, Senate Bill 988.
Senate Bill 988, an act relating to medical helicopters.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 989.
Senate Bill 989, an act relating to protecting the privacy of student data.
Education, Senate Bill 990.
Senate Bill 990, an act relating to virtual education.
Education, Senate, or SJR 36.
Senate Joint Resolution 36, an act relating to the legislative sessions of the General Assembly.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution Ethics, SJR 37.
Senate Joint Resolution 37, an act relating to the full funding of public elementary and secondary education.
Appropriations, and please re-refer Senate Bill 898 from the Committee on Ways and Means to the Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight.
Madam Secretary, could you reread the committee report on Senate Bill 887, Ways and Means?
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health, to which was referred Senate Bill 887, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be put on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Brown, Chairman.
Thank you. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you ask the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, would you have them read?
Madam Secretary, could you read any messages from the House?
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2226, entitled An Act Relating Solely to Adding Special Executive Branch Appointees to the Definition of Public Official, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of House bills.
The order of business is second reading of House bills. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, thank you. House Joint Resolution 53.
House Joint Resolution 53, an act relating to elections.
Financial Government Organizations Elections, House Bill 1631.
House Bill 1631, an act relating to elections.
Financial Government Organizations Elections, House Bill 2166.
House Bill 2166, an act relating solely to lobbyist expenditures.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, and Ethics.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was getting fine-tuned by the Senator from the Fifth. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
The order of business is announcements. Senator from Newton, do you have an announcement? No. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, February 1st.
You have heard the motion from the Senator from Cole. All those in favor shall signify by saying aye. All those opposed shall say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules until Monday at 4 p.m.